Hello everyone and welcome back to Easy Natural English with Liam. Today, I'd like to talk to you about whether or not native English speakers make mistakes when spelling English. So, the very short answer would be yes, we do. We make lots of mistakes when spelling, including me. I have been an English teacher for a long time. I like reading a lot. I like languages a lot. So perhaps I'm someone who is more interested in words and language than most people, but I still find spelling difficult in my own language. So you might be wondering, what? You might be wondering, why can't native speakers spell their own language in English? And that's what I want to explain to you today. Because, for example, if you are someone who speaks Spanish, this idea would seem crazy to you because Spanish is what we call a highly phonetic language or a very phonetic language. And that means you pronounce every letter like the way it's written. So if you write a word, like if you just say the word, then you know how to spell it. And a language like Korean would be the same with their writing system, Hangul. They just write it like the way it's said. But in English, we have words that do not match the way they are pronounced. And I think this is one of the reasons why people learning English have trouble with pronunciation. Because a lot of people learning English learn the spelling first, and then later they learn correct pronunciation. But you see, for native speakers, we grew up speaking English, so we learn pronunciation first, which then affects our spelling a lot. So, for example, we have some crazy words like mortgage. So mortgage, if you don't know, is the money you pay when you buy a house. So when you buy a house, normally you don't have all that money at one time. So you borrow the money and then you pay it back slowly. When it's for a house, we call that a mortgage. If you don't know the spelling, I don't think you would be able to guess. So the spelling is M-O-R-T-A-G-E. I hope I've got that right. But that's the type, M-O-R-T-G-A-G-E. So that's the type of word that English speakers would spell wrong because the pronunciation is mortgage, which is very different. So it's very easy to make that spelling mistake. We also have words like colonel. Colonel. So a colonel is like a captain or something in the army, but the spelling is C-O-L. O-N-E-L. So that first C-O-L has like, the L is not there and it's just colonel, you see. So English spelling and English pronunciation are very different. Which is why, like I said, people learning English might have trouble with pronunciation, but that's why native speakers have trouble with spelling sometimes. The reason for this, well, there's a few reasons. But it starts with the history of English, which started from kind of Anglo-Saxon, or what's the other thing called? Anglo, I forgot now. But it's the origin of English sort of developed over time. But what happened was many different parts of the UK were pronouncing words differently and also spelling words differently when people started writing. But London, the government in London, one day said, okay, everyone needs to spell the same way we do in London. So the spelling matched the pronunciation of words in London. But at that time, I don't know exactly, I'm not that good with history, but at that time, everybody had kind of very different pronunciation in different parts of the UK. So that's why we have words like night, and I don't mean night as in the evening, but I mean night like the king's warriors in the past, like the king's soldiers. They rode around on horses fighting with swords and lances. So night, if you know, is spelled K. Yeah, K. It begins with K, but the pronunciation is knight. So it's K-N-I-G-H-T. And you see that K and that G and that H, it has like basically no meaning. You see, knight. So yeah, and like knock as well. Knock also begins with a K. So this is because apparently this is how people in London were saying it. They would pronounce these letters. I won't guess because I'm not sure exactly how they pronounced those letters, but it kind of affected the spelling. But then other parts of the UK, that pronunciation became more popular. So we have this spelling and this pronunciation which don't quite match. Then after this, you know, we also had a lot of influence in English. Like English is a language that has this Anglo-Saxon origin, these kind of Germanic origins. And then we got a lot of Latin coming into English. We had a lot of French words coming into English. Norman words, which is like a particular area of France. They speak a little, they used to speak a different language. And then even, yeah, German words and, you know, Japanese words and all kinds of words. Oh, and lots of Greek words too, especially in medicine and science. We have lots of Greek words. And usually they fit the original spelling or almost fit the original spelling of the language they come from. So we have words like chaos, which I think pretty sure is from Greek. Chaos is spelled C-H-A-O-S. Maybe you couldn't guess that pronunciation. And we have words like cliché from French, which is just C-L-I-C-H-E with a, well, sometimes we put the accent, the rising accent at the end. So yeah, we have like these very strange spellings depending on where the word comes from. Yeah, including German words like kindergarten. So we pronounce it kindergarten. So you might think, oh, it's spelt the same as garden, as in outside your house. But actually it's spelt with a T because it's coming from German. So yeah, basically English is a big old mess. It's very messy. It's made from many different languages. So yeah, it's very hard to guess the spelling if you just don't know it. So basically if someone in some languages hears a new word, you can just know the spelling. So I was studying French for a long time, and my French teacher used to ask me, like, he'd tell me a new word, and then he used to say, okay, Liam, how do you think it's spelt? So this is in the French language. So I'd hear a new word, my teacher would say, Liam, how do you think this word is spelt? Can you guess? And I would guess, and most of the time I was correct. And that's not because I'm super intelligent. It's just because French has a pattern to the spelling. So yes, they do have some silent letters in French, which people sometimes find difficult, but there are kind of rules you can learn and there are definite patterns that you can follow. But in English, it's very hard to know the spelling if you don't, if you just don't know it. So even native speakers, if we hear a new word and we guess how to spell it, sometimes we're right, but also sometimes we're wrong. And also vice versa, if we see a word, we can't always guess how it's pronounced, which is why this might be funny for you. You might see native English speakers sometimes arguing about pronunciation, kind of fighting with each other. So if it's a word that usually we only use in books and we don't really say this word very often, so it might be some, I don't know, political word or some scientific word. And sometimes, you know, I'll be having a conversation with other native speakers. Someone will say one of these words that are usually just a written word, and then everyone will go, is that how you pronounce it? And you'll see maybe sometimes each person has a different idea of how it's pronounced. Everyone, no, you don't pronounce it like that. It's pronounced like this. And the other person, no, it's pronounced like this. And then you'll see everybody get out their phone, start checking the dictionary to see the correct pronunciation of this word. And sometimes there's even multiple correct answers. Yeah, some words have a few correct spellings and a few correct pronunciations. So like, for example, yogurt, I think yogurt has like four acceptable spellings. And some words like either can be pronounced either or either. They're both correct. So yeah, it doesn't even matter where you're from. So people within the UK will say either and either. So it's not like an American British thing. It's just depends on the person. So yeah, I think you get my point. English spelling and pronunciation is a bit crazy. So don't feel too bad. If you have trouble spelling English and you think, oh, it must be because I'm learning English, then yeah, don't feel too bad, because a lot of native speakers also have trouble with spelling, which is why in English we have these spelling competitions. So sometimes they're called spelling bee, and that's bee like as in bee looks like a wasp, you know, the one that makes honey, B-E-E. I don't know why it's called that, but we call them spelling bee, and it's like a spelling competition. So it's usually for school students, but sometimes they're very big competitions. They can be nationwide, which means around the whole country. So it could be all of America or all of Australia or all of UK. And these children enter these competitions, and the judges give them a word and they have to spell that word. So like earlier I said, there are these very phonetic languages like Spanish or Korean, even Japanese in their hiragana, which is like their phonetic writing system. So they also have the Chinese characters, but they do have a phonetic, like one that's based on sound. Well, they have two, hiragana and katakana. But anyway, I'm not explaining Japanese, I'm explaining English. But yeah, these phonetic languages, perhaps the idea of a spelling competition seems a bit crazy to you. But yes, in English, because it's such a challenge, even for native speakers, we have these spelling competitions where, yeah, they'll give a word and then the child will have to try to spell the word. And like I said before, English has a lot of origins. So if you watch one of these competitions, I don't know how exciting they are, but if you watch one, you can find them on YouTube. You'll see sometimes the child asks the origin of the word, which I think they're allowed to do. So they'll ask the judges, what's the origin? And the judge will say, oh, this is from Greek, or this is from French, or this is from Spanish. So then the child has some idea of, they can use some kind of rules to try and spell the word, because just in English by itself, we don't have rules, but we kind of borrow these rules from lots of different languages. So yeah, that's why they'll ask the origin like this. We have these things called spelling bees, which, like I said, will show you how difficult spelling is even for native speakers, because we have these competitions. I know here in Japan, I see it a lot on TV, they have kind of competitions with using the correct kanji, which is like the Chinese character. But as for just spelling a word phonetically, there's no problem. So for example, my name Liam, here in Japan, it's written as Li-A-Mu, and it just has three, the characters or the letters, it's not a letter, the character Li-A-Mu in katakana. So if you just say my name, Li-A-Mu, you know how to spell it. But in English, when I say my name, Liam, even though it's quite a common name, sometimes native speakers spell it wrong. They try and put L-E-E-A-M or something crazy like that. It's just L-I-A-M. So yeah, even something simple like my short name can be spelt wrong. My last name is a nightmare. My last name gets spelt wrong a lot. So anyway, that's about all I have to say about spelling. So my advice to you as somebody learning English is don't feel too bad if you get spelling wrong. And a really important thing to think about if you're learning English is try to listen to English as much as possible. And always check the pronunciation by listening. So we all have the internet these days. So when you find a new word, go onto an online dictionary and listen to the pronunciation. Basically, ignore the spelling, especially if it's a long word. When it comes to pronunciation, don't look at the spelling because it won't help you. I try to tell students this a lot because when they're trying to pronounce a word, I see them look down at the pronunciation. And then they're trying to read it And it's quite easy to try and use your own language's rules when pronouncing a word, or perhaps you think you know the rules of English, so you're trying to pronounce every letter, but there's many letters that we don't pronounce, or we pronounce them totally differently depending on the word. So just listen to the word and pronounce it. So yeah, learn from your ears first, and then learn spelling next. That would be my advice to anybody who wants to improve their pronunciation. So anyway, thank you all very much for listening today. If you're on YouTube, don't forget to like and subscribe. Also write a comment if you'd like to. If you're listening to the podcast, please review. Everyone share with your friends, and I'll see you all back here next time.